I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's the smallest thing, the smallest little hiccup or surprise that ruined everything? Can you think of something? I've got one none of you will be able to top. And I don't just mean the people in the room. I mean everyone, you listening, wherever you are. Jake and his parents were going to Spain. Pretty excited. He's 19, taking a trip with the parents before he goes off to whatever he's doing next,
okay,
college or the workforce, whatever, over the holidays. First time he's ever gone international, pretty big deal.
Yeah.
What could go wrong? They were flying a budget airline. I suppose that's pertinent. They make it seem like it's pertinent. I don't know that it is. By the way, I would have had no idea that this is a problem. They got to the gate when someone at the gate, an employee, called up everybody who was doing international travel to double check their passports. Normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mom gave hers to the gate agent. Everything checked out, scanned, whatever they do. Dad, same thing. Jake, come up here. Jake comes up, takes the earbuds out, hands his passport to the person. Doesn't go as smoothly. You know that feeling you get when the person behind the counter starts to go, and then they start to look at something else?
Yeah.
Hitting a couple extra buttons than they hit for the last person.
Yeah, exactly. We know that feeling, right? Yeah. But it wasn't the buttons. It was the way they were studying his passport.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Okay.
His parents said it was his first time flying, so they don't know how it happened. It could have been done the night out ahead of their flyout date. What was the problem that kept him from going on their international trip? A simple, small mistake.
It had to have been a typo in his name.
Everything was spelled correctly. The address was correct. All the information on the passport was correct.
Even the photo?
Even the photo.
Was it bent?
The passport?
Yeah, like bent in a way that's unacceptable.
Getting closer.
Torn? Like a page torn?
Barely torn.
Really?
About a half an inch where it binds in the middle of one page has a tear at the very bottom. Like in a book, like if you had the page started to tear out and they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do.
I didn't know
what
that you
What do you mean there's nothing you can do?
Yeah, like put some tape on it.
Everything in there was fine.
I didn't even realize that they could flag you for that.
I didn't either.
Maybe
I
like hadn't. A rip on the information page, but if it's just one of the pages where they put stamps, which they don't even do anymore half the time when you go into a new country.
Isn't that annoying?
It is. It's maddening. But if one of those pages are torn, why does that matter?
So it's the, and the tear is, it's not through a word. Not even a pre-printed word that's like boilerplate.
Right.
Like, it's just a corner of the paper has a tear in it. That can't be a thing, right?
I mean, I wouldn't have thought it was. I know that they want to be able to see, you know, your whole history, I guess. Not that it really matters where you've been, but.
The family decided not to go without their 19-year-old son. So they're out all of the money because the tickets were non-refundable.
Oh,
they said, God. Jake thinks it's his fault. He won't come out of his room. He's embarrassed. I'm like, well, that, all right, you soft-headed kid. Get out of there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, time to grow, the world. Grow up. But
I mean, unless he's one of those kids that can't stop touching paper and tearing it, and he did it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh. I think that's his thing.
Then he does kind of suck.
Well, yeah, that is his fault. Maybe, yeah. He was
stupid image.
Yeah. You're going to tear paper again?
He was bored.
I can't think of anything where a smaller problem has become, right?
Man, and I like the times I've had to show my passport, they open it up, they look at the front page that has all your info and your picture on it. They never flip through to look at the other pages to see if they're foreign.
And that's where the tear was.
Maybe
it was,
they have.
Like when you flip it open.
Okay, so it was on the main.
Yeah, but it still wasn't in an area. It wasn't. It doesn't look like the page had been torn out and reattached. It doesn't look fraudulent, or but it must just be
considered damaged,
I guess.
Wow,
don't like that. Ew.
Good to know.
One time I was flying out, just on a little weekend adventure, and I was on one of those cheaper flights, and it was easy, last minute kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was flying out super early in the morning, and the lady was like, "Hey, we'll give you a $500 credit if you give up your seat, and you'll hop on the very next flight." And I was like, oh, dope. It's like an hour. That's totally fine. I had plenty of time. So I went up there. I did it. I get this credit, which was cool. But then the next flight never came in because the plane had a problem at what other airport. And I'm on a connection flight now. And I'm like in an area that I don't really know that well.
Right.
In a city that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so now I'm just stuck in a city that sucks. And I was like, whatever, I'll just, you know, I'll wait a couple more hours and hop on a flight. And the lady was like, well, unfortunately, we don't have any other flights going that direction today. But she's like, well, you can go to Dallas. I'm like, why would I want to go to Dallas? Like, that's not where I'm going.
Yeah, that's.
And she was like, I'm really sorry. It's just, and they don't work with other airlines and to like transfer over a ticket or anything. She's like, but you have that $500 credit. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, but that was supposed to be just pure profit.
Yeah, that
hotel
was supposed
room
to be
money.
Cool
yeah.
because I had a flight like an hour later. So I was stuck in a crappy city and ended up just getting a flight back home. That sucks.
That's terrible.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I sat in an airport for a whole day. I flew to one airport to sit in it for a whole day and then flew back home.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
So bad.
The other day, flying home from my basketball game that I did this past weekend, maybe this has been around for a while, but because I don't fly United very often. But when I checked in, it offered, after I did the normal stuff, it said, bid on other flights. And it had various flights later in the day to the same destination. And I could have entered a dollar amount that I would take to take that flight. I had never seen it so specifically and formally
put
out there. I'm like, ugh.
I had that when I was checking in for us to fly back home after we were in New Jersey for a couple of days to visit my family at Christmas. And I went to check in and it gave me the traditional, we're looking for passengers to take a later flight. And I said, okay, all right. Yeah, I might be interested. We had plenty of time. There was plenty of flexibility with our travel. We could have stayed an extra day if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. And so it said, how much are you willing to? And it gave, I think it gave $125, $250,
right.
$500. And then there was the line for custom. And I was like, ooh. So I typed in $9,000.
Yeah. Did you get it?
It said, sorry, $2,000 is the maximum. So I said, well, you know where this is going.
Yeah.
$2,000. And we didn't get a call. But that would have been per person.
Wow. Okay, then it's worth it, especially with your family, because it's so expensive to take your family.
We were having lottery conversations already. We were already
where are we going?
Oh, because we would have gotten credit for three people, because Nikki is infinite mm-hmm. lap, so he doesn't count. But we're like, $6,000. Where are we going to go?
Yeah. Mm.
This text just came in, and it's a link to a story where an Australian couple going on vacation had all of their details organized, but they had booked, the husband bought a ticket for his wife, Kate, not for his wife, Catherine, as she was labeled on their passport.
No.
So the couple then had to pay $3,000 to board their flight to England because of the name discrepancy on one of their tickets.
According to Australia's Nine Network, reported Phil and Kate from Brisbane, whose surnames were not disclosed, bought two tickets to London for $4,800 Australian dollars, about $3,200 here. They bought the flights on a travel website. The couple had booked to fly from Brisbane to Melbourne with Virgin Australia, then to London by another one. At the Brisbane check-in counter, the couple was informed of the issue. Phil had booked his wife's ticket under Kate, like we said, but the passport said Catherine. Those are the same.
Yeah.
I know you. Mm-hmm. They're not the same, but we all know that Kate is short for Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was, oh, your name's Catherine. Yeah, well, you booked this ticket for Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
They had to pay for new tickets.
It just goes to show you, you shouldn't name a kid a name that changes to another name, you know?
You don't think any shortened names?
Mm-mm. You just name them Kate then. Just name them Kate. Chris, Christopher, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've lived this life.
I've been there.
It's literally never been a problem for you, has it?
There was one time. It wasn't a huge problem, but it did.
Don't say see about that.
No, but
he just said it's not a huge problem.
They gave me a hard time because it was.
Don't see me.
I think because they were like, oh, this doesn't have a middle initial in it, and this does or something. It wasn't even my shortened name.
Yeah.
It was like one said Chris N. And one said Chris, and well, there's no space between, so it's like Chrisen, and you go, yeah.
Shut up, it's me.
Come on.
Right? Yeah.
The address is matching it. Like, it's me.
Right.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Are you seriously going to make a thing out of this?
Can I just remind you that TSA misses like 70% of the things that the government plans to try to see if they're doing a good job, and you're worried about my N being too close to Chris?
Yeah.
Come on. Get out of here with that stuff. So you're anti-shortened names?
Yeah. Don't do that to kids. Like, if you're going to name your kid something, and then, the worst parents that call their kids by their middle name, just give them that as their first name. You know how confusing that is for a little brain? Like, wait, I got two names, but I go by the second one? It's so stupid.
Do a lot of people do that?
I think people where they have a kid named after a dad or a mom, where it's a family name.
First name is stupid, and then the second one is.
I mean, maybe. I mean, they could have just flopped the names.
So Richard's kid becomes Little Dicky.
Yeah, okay, that one's the worst. Like, if your name is Richard and you go by Dick, how does that even make sense? I don't know. We got to talk to your dad, Free Beer.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone explained to him where that came from. I think it just sort of happened within his 86 years.
I mean, how does that even happen? Yeah, or James, but you call him Jimmy. Get out of here. Just name your kid Jimmy. Yeah.
Jonathan becomes Jack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Warren becomes Fritz. Now, Steve's a fraud. I don't see you asking everybody to call you Steven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
So before you plant
right
your
here.
Flag too hard, you hypocrite.
But he's also got one of those names that's like, yours is like a short abbreviation on a shorter name. Like Christopher to Chris, that's so long. Catherine to Kat or Kate, that's so long. Steven to Steve. Easy.
Yeah, mine's just
why does that make it better?
Mine's just removing one letter. It's not changing the spelling of any part of it.
Yeah.
Like Catherine to Kate, those are two completely different names.
Uh-huh.
Are you telling me Chris and Christopher are two different names too? This is a weird hill that you're standing on.
That's exactly what
mine would fit in with
adding a tougher.
That's acceptable. You're
just
chopping
more letters.
Yeah, you're chopping off
one.
Some letters.
Yeah, just
so if you have to change
best.
The letters, it doesn't count as an acceptable
sequence,
name.
Yeah.
It is a little bit weird that Richard becomes Dick. Like,
okay,
those
that's
are
one
very,
example.
Like,
you have a problem with Jim and James?
Yes.
Kind of.
I don't care for that.
A little bit like James. How does James be? It should be Jam.
or James,
yeah.
At the very least,
yep.
Jam.
All right, we're redoing accepted nicknames today. Call us if you have a shortened name, and we'll tell you what it should be.
Yeah, you tell us your name, we'll tell you the only acceptable shortened version of it.
All right.
Right. Which
Robert.
Is lose it.
Rob.
You're telling
Rob.
Me it can't be Bob.
No, just no. Rob.
No,
or
that
Robe.
Is stupid. Robbie as well.
Rober.
The only way you get Bob for short is if it's Bobbert.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right,
you can be
Benjamin.
Benj.
Why not Ben?
No,
you're
just
adding another letter.
Just name him Ben. Why do you have to give him Jamin, five extra letters?
Why
just
do you have
name
to give him Jamin?
Yeah, why you got to do that to him?
Get out of my Jamin.
It's messed up. Just call him Ben. Or how do you get Peggy from Margaret?
What are
That's
you even
thing?
Talking about?
That's a thing. People
That's not
named
a
Margaret
thing.
Go by Peggy.
Hmm.
What? Look
I
it
don't...
up. What is Peggy short
I
for?
Look
I believe
up.
You. What is Peggy
what
short for?
Name?
Peggy Benjamin.
Megan.
Megan. You know, like Meggie. Megan. Peggin. No, God, Margaret. That'd be terrible. Margaret, Peggy. Oh, where does the name Peggy come? Who looked at a baby and said, I'm going to name this baby Peggy. Peggy?
Yeah.
It's such a terrible idea. Sorry to all the Peggies.
Sorry,
that are listening.
Peggy.
Oh, there's no Peggies listening.
You don't think so? No. We don't have one Peggy?
I'll bet we do.
Not one.
I went to school with a Peggy. I'm sure we have.
Okay, this says, Margaret has many diminutive forms in languages, including Maggie, Madge, Marguerite, Marge, Margo, Margie, Marjorie, Marnie, Meg, Megan.
Marnie?
Okay, now it's going to get weird. Rita, Greta, Gretchen, Daisy, and Peggy.
Wait, what?
Daisy.
Okay, no, none of those. None of those make sense.
My mother-in-law swears that Tracy is short for Teresa, and I can't find any evidence of that happening anywhere else on Earth.
No.
But I've given up that fight because it's...
I mean, I guess Tracy, it could happen that way. If a little kid can't say Teresa and it comes out as Tracy and it sticks, but...
Yeah. Well, sorry everybody's names are stupid.
Well, they, you know, a lot of them are, really.
Honestly, it's the parents. They're the ones who did it. You didn't get to pick your name. If you got to pick your name, would you double G yourself, Greg?
I don't even like you saying it that way.
Would you double G yourself?
That sounded so like aggressive on the G's.
Would you double G
yourself? No, I wouldn't have. I don't think I would have even chosen the first G, and then I wouldn't have chosen any of those letters.
See, somebody said, how do you feel about Doug from Douglas? Perfectly acceptable.
That's normal. It's just shortening what is there.
Dougal is also acceptable, too. Mm-hmm. Or do.
Yeah.
Bill from William?
No.
No, doesn't make sense.
Will.
It is Will.
That's my dad's name, and it doesn't make sense to me. I love the name William. I think that's such a handsome name. William's great. And then Will? Just name him Will. That's a totally different personality.
See, now we stole,
you want to be Bill, you got to start as Billiam.
Yeah, Billiam.
Now we stole the second half. That's where Liam comes from.
See, I like that, but it's not like you named him William and call him Liam.
No, his
name
is Liam.
Or did you do that? Okay.
No, his name is Liam.
That would have been like, ooh, that is dumb.
You've made a terrible mistake.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.